Isn't that great? That's our new podcast theme music, and it's composed by Hearn Ford Elliott. He's a really creative guy based in Bristol, England. Thanks so much for that, Hearn. I really love it. As always, this is Sheila with the newest episode of the Communicate Influence podcast. This episode is a participation episode. I ask listeners to share their favorite podcasts on the show, and the recommendations that follow are from a broad range of people in Canada, the US, England, and Germany. But the one thing they all have in common is that they're all avid podcast listeners. And we'll list the recommendations in the show notes, so don't worry if you don't pick up the show name when you first hear it. First, a message from our sponsor, Josh Stimley.
This is Josh Stimley, founder of Influencer Inc. and sponsor of this episode of the Communicate Influence podcast. As a listener, you get a 50% discount on my online course, 60 Days to LinkedIn Mastery. This course gives you just one short and simple email a day so you don't get overwhelmed, but you still make consistent progress. It walks you step by step through how to optimize your LinkedIn profile, make high quality connections, and create compelling content. This course is deceptively simple, but I promise you, if you go through it, at the end, you will know more than 99.99% of the people using LinkedIn. You'll be a LinkedIn master. To get this course, go to influencerinc.co, that's influencerinc.co/60days LinkedIn. That's 60 days LinkedIn. And then use the code LinkedIn50. That's LinkedIn, the number 5, the number 0. So influencerinc.co/60days LinkedIn. Use the code LinkedIn50 and you'll get 50% off that course. Hope to see you in there.
Hey guys, this is Jehun Jakob Özkales Jung. I'm content manager from Hamburg, Germany, and I'm working as content manager for Fischer Appelt in Hamburg. And in this audio, I want to introduce you to my three favorite podcasts. So the first one is the Gary Vee Audio Experience. Gary Vaynerchuk is, in my opinion, one of the best marketers because he is in every social media channel. He is especially very active on TikTok. And in his podcast, he regularly gives advice about marketing. So this is the first one. The second one is Frank Kern, Your Next Million. Frank Kern is one of the best copywriters. So if you want to learn something about good copy, effective copy, then you have to listen to his podcast, Your Next Million. The third one is Jeff Walker's Launch. So Jeff Walker is very famous for launching online. So how to earn money in the digital world and create a business around your favorite hobby or your passion. So he gives very good insights in his podcasts and he's also nice to listen. So these are my three favorites. Gary Vee Audio Experience, Your Next Million by Frank Kern, and Jeff Walker's Launch Podcast. I hope this serves and hope you listen to them. Thank you and bye-bye.
Hello, I'm Josh Stimley. I'm the creator of the 7 Systems of Influence. I live near Boston in the United States. And I wanted to share some podcasts that nobody else would share. And so I could have shared Tim Ferriss or Joe Rogan or some of these, but I wanted to share some podcasts that I find really valuable that you may not have heard of or may not have been exposed to. So the first one is The Tom Woods Show. Now, he talks a lot about politics, and you might not agree with his politics, but he has some really interesting views on economics and business and the world and politics and government. But he also has a lot of good tips about entrepreneurship. And so I really enjoy listening to him. I think he's a great host and very entertaining, even if you don't agree with his politics. Second one is Chinese Pod, which I don't think they're recording new episodes of this anymore, but there are already hundreds up there. And this is a great podcast for learning Chinese. I lived in China for 2 years, and the reason I would say this is valuable is not just in case you want to learn Chinese, but learning another language really helps you to develop empathy for other people, and it changes the way your mind works so that you understand that other people don't necessarily see things the same way that you do. And this is great if you're a writer or you're a podcast producer or you're really creating any sort of content. Learning another language just helps you to develop an idea about how people might understand what you're producing or may not understand, and it might change the way that you create your content. So ChinesePod is great. It's a free resource for learning Chinese, and I use it almost every day. Even though I'm living in the U.S. now, I'm still trying to learn Chinese. The third recommendation is Amy Porterfield's podcast. And if you're into digital marketing or course creation, you may be familiar with this one. Amy Porterfield is my go-to person on how to create digital courses, host webinars, and create marketing funnels to make money while you sleep. She has some great courses that you can buy as well, but she has hundreds of podcast episodes where she gives all her secrets away for free. And these episodes are so valuable if you want to build an email list or you want to launch a course or you want to host webinars or you want to do Facebook ads. She interviews all sorts of interesting people and also just has episodes where she's talking about her own experience. So if you're into digital marketing or course creation or email list building, Amy Porterfield is just gold. She's just incredible. So I hope you enjoy these three and happy listening.
I'm Lisa Baker, and I'm an integrative nutrition health coach based in the USA in the great state of Michigan. What am I doing recommending podcasts on a podcast about marketing and communications? Well, I believe that, like it or not, we're always communicating about ourselves and marketing our brand, whether it's personal or business. And in order to do that with the greatest degree of success, we need to be in alignment with our highest selves, and we need to be able to understand those we communicate with and market to. This happens when we're holistically healthy, not just physically, but emotionally, intellectually, spiritually aligned between our inner and outer selves. So I listen to a fair amount of personal development podcasts. I tend to get inspiration and resources for myself and my clients from a wide variety of sources, including podcasts. I'm kind of a podcast junkie. So where in the podcast world do I turn for inspiration? First and foremost, a huge shout out to the Good Life Project with host Jonathan Fields. I love this podcast for the sheer range of topics and guests, and Jonathan is always mining his guest stories to find out what they've learned about what it means to live a good life. These interviews may just help you see your own life in a different light and drive home the beauty of our common humanity. They also touch frequently on the impact of media and communications on the guests' lives. Secondly, I'm a diehard fan of Christine Hassler's Over It and On With It podcast, although I never quite know how to capitalize that title properly. Christine's podcast is broken into two categories. In Coach's Corner, she does solo episodes and conducts interviews with a wide variety of individuals in the coaching space, some with the goal of helping novice coaches learn new skills, and some with a somewhat broader appeal. In the live coaching call episodes, she uses her training in spiritual psychology to help callers through a question or a struggle they're facing, which often relates to how they're showing up in the world, why they show up that way, and how communications, whether with themselves or those around them, can be improved. And finally, because my own focus is on women over 40, I'm really relishing Jennifer Harrington's Menopause Natural Solutions podcast. Jennifer is a naturopath who speaks really knowledgeably, not only about the symptoms, but more importantly about the potential causes of discomfort in the perimenopausal transition. While you won't see much about women over 40 in most media, we are a really powerful force, economic and otherwise. And companies who are ignoring us or writing us off as, you know, past our useful life, do so at their peril. I believe it really behooves everyone to spend a little time learning about us at this season of our lives in order to make communications and marketing targeted at us respectful and effective. So those are my top three recommendations, and I hope you love them as much as I do.
Hi there. My name is Dina Jackson, and I am a Canadian comedian and speaker and podcaster. And I wanted to share a couple of favorite podcasts of mine that I enjoy listening to. I think that They are beneficial for me and also lighthearted and involve some fun stories. So I thought I'd share them with you. The first one is called Awakening with JP Sears. You may recognize JP Sears from some fun YouTube videos. He has a strong social media presence, very comedic approach to spirituality. And on his podcast, he interviews a number of different people discussing the topic of mental health. And he does this in a very lighthearted way, which I think is fantastic. I think that mental health is at the forefront of so many conversations right now. And I think anyone who can approach that in a lighthearted and funny way is doing well in my books. Another great podcast I'd like to recommend is Under the Skin by Russell Brand. Russell Brand is a famous comedian and actor and activist. And this podcast is great because it really tackles some heavier issues with regard to mental health and sobriety and things like that. And so if you're interested in those topics, I definitely recommend Under the Skin. Another podcast I recommend is called You Made It Weird by comedian Pete Holmes. And on this podcast, he interviews a number of different comedians and artists. And I love interview style podcasts. They're very interesting to me, especially with funny people. So I certainly recommend that podcast. And the last one I recommend is called Spooked, which is a hilarious podcast that's actually situational ghost stories that are told in a funny way. I was actually a guest on that podcast, and it's put on by members of something called the Sonar Network. So I recommend all of those podcasts. I think that they can all bring a lighthearted approach to your day. You could listen to them on your way to work. You could listen to them while you're at work if that's not causing you too much trouble at your desk. And I think, yeah, it touches on some pretty important issues applicable to all of us, but in a way that is you can do it with a smile on your face, which I think we could all be grateful for today. So thank you so much, and have a wonderful day. Happy listening.
Hey everyone, I'm Sidwin and the founder of Kairi.fm, a platform that helps podcasters build community around their podcast. I'm based in San Francisco, California, and I'm here today to share three of my favorite podcasts. My first is How I Built This by Guy Raz. And the reason why I've spent so many hours listening to it is because Guy has such an authentic voice. He takes the time to ask very specific questions, and I get to learn a lot from the best entrepreneurs in the world. The episodes are also fantastically edited for length, and new episodes come out every week. My second favorite is Robin Hood Snacks. This is my way of keeping up with business news on the go. Nick and Jack host a bite-sized podcast which mixes in humor and business all in just 20 minutes. They also often do it in just one take, which is pretty amazing. Last but not least, because I'm a Christian myself, I found myself listening to Faith-Driven Entrepreneur. They profile top business people and interview them on how they've been challenged to share their faith and their work. I hope you find this list useful. You can reach out to me on Twitter at Sidwin. S-I-D-W-Y-N. Thanks for listening.
Hello, I'm Paul Padmore from the UK. I'm the host and founder of the podcast My Perfect Failure. Today, I want to share with you one of my favorite podcasts. So today, if you're not familiar with, I would like to introduce you to The David Rubenstein Show, which I personally think is fantastic. So to give you some background, David is an American businessman. He's an investor, he's a philanthropist, and he's a former financial analyst and lawyer. Today, and for a number of years, he's been the co-founder and co-executive chairman of the Carlyle Group, which is a global private equity investment company based in Washington, D.C. So about the David Rubenstein Show, David explores successful leadership, the personal and the professional choices of the most influential people in business. To give you an example, people such as Richard Branson, Jeff Bezos, and Bill Gates is just some of the people that he interviews and has
My name is Amanda Capito, and I'm a podcast producer and the author of Let's Talk Podcasting, The Essential Guide to Doing It Right. I live in Toronto, Ontario, in Canada, and I'm delighted to give three podcast recommendations for the Communicate Influence podcast listeners. So podcast number one is called Grammar Girl. So this is a slickly produced podcast, about 15 minutes each episode, really tailored to people who want to learn more about the English language. This is good for people who have English as a first language or are learning it as a second language. I recently heard a whole episode about the Ukraine versus Ukraine and whether or not you should be using the and why that's the case. So if you're a grammar nerd like me, then you'd probably enjoy that. Number two is Without Fail, produced by Gimlet. And this is where the founder, Alex Bloomberg, interviews people who have taken a big risk and either won or lost. And so these are more of a chatcast style podcast, really interesting conversations though. For those of you who might not have heard of Gimlet, they're a massive production company with highly respectable podcasts, and they have a really great episode in the Without Fail series where they're actually talking about the origin of podcasts as marketing tools, and Alex interviews someone named Jeff Ulrich, so you can look up for that episode specifically. And my third recommendation is coming from Canada. It's called Kobo in Conversation. For those of you who've never heard of Kobo, they sell ebooks, e-readers, and audiobooks. And the podcast has the CEO interviewing authors about books that they grew up with and ones that they're reading right now to inspire their current writing. So you could check out season two, which just launched right now. So those are my recommendations. Hopefully you can check those out and enjoy. Happy listening.
What's up, guys? Mark Burry here, host of the Breakthrough Success Podcast. And one of my favorite podcasts that I listen to and you guys should definitely consider listening to as well is Casting the Pod. It is a podcast for podcasters and it contains a bunch of different strategies that will really help you up-level your game in podcasting. It is a show that I definitely recommend. Once again, this is Mark Burry from Breakthrough Success. Hope you enjoy it.
Hi, my name's Lachlan Kirkwood, and I'm a digital marketing specialist based in Brisbane, Australia. My favorite two podcasts to listen to at the moment are both the Indie Hackers podcast and the Product Hunt weekly podcast. What I love about both these shows is that they sit down with the makers and founders of online businesses, and they really get a sense of what it's like to be in their shoes. So they talk about the journey so far, building their own venture, and they really share some actionable insights to help you learn new strategies that you can implement into your own business. So I find that I get a lot of value out of listening to both those shows. I'd be really interested to hear what other people are listening to at the moment, because I'm always looking for new podcast suggestions.
It's Sheila here with the Communicate Influence podcast. The two shows that I'm recommending are The Writer Files and the Provoke podcast. The Writer Files is hosted by Kelton Reed, and he interviews a broad spectrum of writers on how they write and keep going, even when they don't feel like writing. One of my favorite episodes is with author Ryan Holiday, which is roughly 2 years old now, but it's well worth a listen. He talks about his definition of a bestseller, how he gathers ideas and creates the structure for a book, and then how he works on his writing. And in addition to writers, Kelton talks to specialists about things such as procrastination, writer's block, productivity, all those things that can get in the way of writing something a bit longer than a communications plan or a press release. So if you think that you have a book in you, this podcast is well worth a listen. And next up is the Provoke podcast, a communications podcast, which until recently was called the Echo Chamber by the Holmes Report. And this is a podcast that anyone in PR or communication should be listening to, I think. It's usually hosted by Aaron Suderman, and he's always done his research, so he asks really probing questions, and his guests are relevant depending on the issues of the day, and they're engaging too. So the conversation is interesting and just worth listening to. Thanks.